Chip Harrison Scores Again by Lawrence Block, read by Gregory Gordon.
Chapter 1. At first, I didn't pay very much attention to the guy. I was washing my hands in the men's room of a movie theater on 42nd Street, and in a place like that, it's not an especially good idea to pay too much attention to anybody, or you could wind up getting more involved than you might want to. It's not that everybody is a faggot, but everybody figures everybody else is a faggot, so if you let your eyes roam around, you could get A, groped by someone who's interested, or B, punched in the mouth by someone who's not interested, or C, arrested by someone who's a cop. If any of these things happened, I would have had to leave the theater, probably, and I didn't want to. I had already seen both movies, one of them twice, but I still didn't want to leave. It was warm in the theater. Outside, it was cold, with day-old snow turning from gray to black, and once I went out there, I would have to stay out there, because I had no other place to go. Which is not entirely true. There was this apartment on East 5th Street, between Avenues B and C, where I could stay if I really had to. Some friends of mine lived there, and while it wasn't exactly a crash pad, they would always let me have a section of floor to sleep on and a plate of brown rice to eat. They were into this macrobiotic thing, and all they ever ate was brown rice, which is very nourishing and very healthy, and very boring after not very long. I could go there, and eat, and sleep, and even talk to people, although most of the people you found there were usually too stoned to say very much. But the thing was that I only had a quarter, which is a nickel less than the subway costs. It was too cold to walk that far, and it was just about as cold inside that place as it was outside, because there was no heat. My friends had been using the stove to heat the place. That hadn't worked too well in the first place.